By God, I hope this is right. Mr. Milton Campbell, More and More. Milton, tell me something.
What?
That was at Chess Records, right? Did
yes.
you record that at Chess Records in Chicago?
Right.
Where, what studio? What was the studio like?
The studio was nice, you know. We had like a family type atmosphere in there, you know.
Yeah.
The musicians, you had some great musicians. I think on this particular record, we probably I think it's probably Maurice White of
Maurice
Earth, Wind, and
White.
Fire playing,
yep.
you know, drums, yeah.
yeah.
And on one of the guitars is Cash McCall.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you know, in fact, Cash wrote that. He wrote that for me.
He wrote that too.
Yeah. And we had Gene Barge and Bill. Let me see. I think possibly that we had. Donny Hathaway on
Donny
piano.
Hathaway.
Donny Hathaway.
Keyboards.
Yeah.
What a great player, man.
Yeah. It was just oodles of talent that were studio musicians at that time in Chicago.
Did you ever record in Detroit?
Yeah, I did a little. I think that was at United Studios.
United.
Yeah.
Sure, I remember United.
I did that when I was... hooked up with the late Al Perkins. We did album for MCA.
Yeah.
And the title of it was, is, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Yeah.
So I had to go, I went there.
A big old room.
Yeah.
Big old high ceiling room in there.
Four Tops did some of the songs, you know, like
yeah.
they wrote some of the stuff on.
Yeah.
You know?
Excellent.
Well, man, you know, it's strange how musicians and of that nature have always an open line of communication between each other, and nobody's strange to a stranger to each other, you know, and it really makes you feel good.
Music's a wonderful thing because it breaks down all race barriers.
Most certainly.
You know, all language barriers. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't speak German or Chinese. I mean, I've recorded in Japan and in Germany, and I don't speak. I speak a Skoshi, which is a small amount of Japanese, but I speak no German. Makes no difference. You sit down and start to play, and the communication
everybody
opens
understands.
Up. Absolutely.
This is where I wrote Hey Hey the Blues Is All Right. Was in Europe, and we were doing some little, I call them secluded areas. We played, I bet you, every little town that was, man. I was over there. This had to be about 1981 or something like that, and was traveling with Magic Slim and his little group, you know?
Yeah.
And the late B.B. Odom.
Yeah.
So I was very limited. I wound up having to close the show. So I was very limited on what I could do, so I tried to figure out to get something going, a good little chant thing, you know, and I started that little thing, Hey, Hey, the Blues Is All Right, and the crowd got into it each night. And we were over there like for 6 weeks, and I bet we worked at least five nights. Well, about six nights out of a week. They worked the hell out of us.
Oh, man.
So I wound up writing a little bit every day. So in about 3 days, I had the song completed. And
that's where it came from?
That's exactly where it was.
Well, you played Montreux, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what year was that?
I don't know. You put me on the
spot. That was on 83, I think.
Possibly. Probably a little bit. Well, I played it several times now, but the very first time, I think I might have been, back in the 70s, for the very first time.
I know I pulled a piece of information before the line went dead this morning. I have a DSL line, and they're real flaky. And I was pulling up all your albums, and I got one page of them, and the other one said Little Milton Live in Montreux, 1983, and I couldn't print the damn page.
You know, I don't know. It might have been 83, and then sometime they get the information
I know,
screwed up.
I know. We do our best to try and get it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Another question. Yeah. Did you ever work with Mr. Bobby Blue Bland?
Oh, yeah. We... not in the same unit now. You know, a lot of people get that mixed up. So when I say, you say, have you ever worked with you and Ike Turner? Well, when I say that we worked together, that means we did shows together,
okay.
You know, on
all
the
right.
same bill. But I've never worked in his unit, and he has never worked in mine.
The only time it was at one record, right, where he played for you.
Ike Turner?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, Ike went to the studio with me each time I went. Until I was able to sort of like stand on my own, I guess, you know. But first couple of times, his little group, I had one saxophone player, the late C.W. Tavey. He was living out here. He passed a few years ago. But we became friends then, and we still are friends now. And, of course, I wish him the best with his book, and hopefully it'll be success.
Ike's taking back his name, y'all. You got to check it out. Well, I'm going to play one of my favorites, and I hope it's one of yours.
Just what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on up the road,
Mr. Milton Campbell, Some Kind of Wonderful.
Some Kind of Wonderful. Man, sound like you guys had a great time recording.
Oh, man, yeah. You know, it's this whole CD, man, recording with all of these wonderful people. They're so talented and they're so down to earth. You know, it was just like a family reunion type thing.
Yeah.
Each time we went into the studio. And it was just, it was great, man. I really enjoyed it. And they, each one of them tells me that they enjoyed it as well, you know. I think that's one of the things that makes a project successful, you know, when you enjoy doing it.
Yeah, in a day and age when everything's digital and
people
can phone in parts, you know. I mean, it's
no,
not the same.
For me, no digital.
It's all analog, right? What medium? Use 2-inch, 24-track, 30 ips, or 15 ips?
Don't get me into that. Okay. I'm just a recording artist. You're going to try to make an engineer out of me.
Well, I
mean, I'm lying, and somebody said, that's not right. He don't know what he's talking about.
I ask some silly questions because
it
always interests me to know.
To see if somebody knows.
Well, no, not to see if, just to know what the medium is, yeah. Because I was an engineer for so many years.
Oh, we'll see.
The first record I did was a guy named Country Guy for Decca named Jack Green. And I had another session that evening about 6 o'clock. And it was at NRC Studios in Atlanta, Georgia for Bill Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Gladys Knight. and they didn't have the Pips. The Pips were there, but it wasn't Gladys Knight. The Pips, I remember looking on the log sheet, it was Gladys Knight, and we did on a mono Ampex 300 with six big knobs and a 1 meter, right, and a septic tank for an echo chamber.
All right.
And if a train come by, we had to stop because it would hurt people's heads with the headphones on.
Yeah.
So we had the train schedule up on the wall when the train was going to come by. But it was Gladys Knight, and we did 4 cuts in 3 hours, and it was Every Beat of My Heart and Letter Full of Tears were the two that went into the top 10. And that's why I asked you if you knew Clifford Hunter, because Clifford was her manager, and Clifford took Every Beat of My Heart, and he sold it to Bobby Robinson at Fire and Fury in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he also sold the same cut to Howard Stark at ABC. And they both put them out in the same two-week period. And they both went up the charts together. Now, you'll never see that again, because now, because of that, they started this 5-year clause in recording contracts saying that you can't record or release any of these tunes for 5 years.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Well, absolutely.
I think that's too long. I really think it's too long. I can understand someone want to protect their investments and their rights and what have you, but you know, and then it all depends on who you are. I learned a lot of what happens in the business end of this thing. It all depends on how bad they want you.
Yeah.
Believe me, a lot of those clauses will be scratched out.
So lawyers make up them.
Yeah, well, you write your own ticket, you know, if they want you bad enough.
That's right. Where are you going from here?
From here, I'm going to go back home to Las Vegas after the Grammys tomorrow, and then from Las Vegas, I'll go back to
Memphis. You're going to the Grammys tomorrow night?
Oh, certainly. You know, just in case they call me. They say, well, you won, boy. Yep, here I am.
You got a nomination, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's it for?
It's for the current CD of ours, Welcome to Little Milton.
See.
The best contemporary blues rock.
Blues album.
Contemporary blues.
Well, I'm going to be praying for you.
Well, I appreciate that. I need all the help I can get.
Absolutely. Let's play an old version. Let's play an old cut of yours. And hopefully I got it right this time. So Mean to Me.
You're telling everybody all over town, when my money run out, you're gonna put me down. You said you never loved me, you admit you're doing me wrong. You say you're using me, baby, till the real thing comes along. Come with me, baby. Cause you so mean to me. I sometimes wonder what's on your mind. How can one woman be so unkind? You treat me like the dirt down on the ground. I steal away to pass some time, but the tears just won't come down. Have mercy, baby. Please have mercy on me. Yeah, something bad's gonna happen to you, darling, cause you're so mean to me. I walk the street at midnight, my heart full of pain. Why I love a woman, Lord knows I can't explain. She's a mean mistreater, a heartbreaker too. Lacking all the facts, a woman for treating me the way she do. Have mercy, baby. Darling, cause you're so mean to me. So mean to me. So
So Mean to Me, Baby. So Mean to Me. Yeah, so just want to make sure I get these right faders out. So now you said you got to mention something.
Yeah, I got to mention if they want to know a little bit more about Lil Milton and what he's about and what he's doing. And, you know, you can visit me on my website. What is that? www.littlemilton.com.
Excellent. www.littlemilton.com. Little Milton, one word, right? Yeah. Who put the website up for you, do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. My wife handles all that stuff. That's why I had to make sure I put that in there, you know? If I didn't, she'd hear this and, why didn't you mention our website? And, you know, she always on my case about that.
You miss your wife, man. Yeah. She in Las Vegas?
No, she's here now. She should be. She's coming in for
the Grammys.
Yeah.
That's excellent. You're going to have a marvelous time.
Well, thank you.
And I sure hope you win.
Well, you know, I'm just...
Susan Tedeschi's up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's very deserving.
Yeah. Well, you worked long and hard for it, and... I don't know how many hotel rooms you had to jump out of. I've had to come out a few myself.
I know you know the
routine. I got put in jail in Monroe, Louisiana because I hit a club owner, and the club owner's brother was the sheriff. So he put me in jail for a week, and I was in the cell with a brother who taught me some of the best blues I had ever heard in my life. And you want to know why he was there?
Why?
He had a wife and five kids. He was a sharecropper. He had a little one line of electricity. He had owed $28 and couldn't pay the bill. So they put him in jail for 6 months to make him work off $28.
Wow.
And I said, man, if that ain't injustice. If that ain't injustice.
A lot of different things happened way back then.
I know.
And hopefully, with the grace of God, that it won't happen anymore, you know. You're speaking of things that did happen and still go around. You know, I look and I listen to a lot of the recordings that the artists are doing and cutting corners, and they forget about the musician that needs to work, you know, so all of the machines are taken.
The drum machine, the string machine. Yeah. I hate that stuff.
So you can bet your life you won't hear no machines on mine now. I won't lie and say that they won't use the string thing machine, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm talking about as far as the basic...
The brass and the rhythm section,
yeah,
everything is live.
That's going to be live, always.
Yeah, well, I can certainly appreciate that as an engineer, because I can remember sitting there. One of the reasons I quit engineering and sold my studio here in Hollywood was the fact that I had one guy come in one day, and I sat for 14 hours behind a console while this guy sat and figured out a part on one of these MIDI keyboards,
yeah,
with the drums and the strings,
yeah,
and the horns and all this stuff. And then at the end of 14 hours, he pushed the button and the machine blew up and we all went home. I said, that's it.
Yeah.
I said, you know, this is a waste of time, man. We had three-hour dates. We had to do four tunes in 3 hours, man.
Yeah.
Get in there and cut them with real professional musicians.
And it left a good feeling.
That's
when
right.
You did,
absolutely.
You know. See, the machines, they might do a lot of things, but the one thing they'll never have is soul.
That's right. That's right. You know, laying back on the beat, man, it can't do that.
No.
The machine can't figure that out. Now, you played on your new album here, cut number one, When the Blues Comes Knocking. You have played with a band called Government Mule. My son turned me on to them.
Yeah,
they were some hard rocking guys.
Yeah, they're hard, man. They are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. Let's play a little piece of that.
All right.
When the Blues Comes Knocking.
Let them. Thank you. Just came natural, man. We were having so much fun in the studio. It was just the fun was just coming all through the walls, you know.
Oh, man, I tell you what, this is a really marvelous album.
Thank you.
And this is what, number 13 or number 14? Number 13, lucky number 13.
Hopefully.
On Malico Records. And I'd like to send my best out to Tommy Sr. and Tommy Jr. And I'd like to thank Mr. Greg Preston and Ms. Audrey Schwartz for getting Mr. Milton Campbell here. But before I go, we're going to play one more cut by Milton. And
all right, you got it.
Between hello and goodbye. Oh, there's lots of soul to love me. Oh, yeah. I don't believe in a lot of diving, sweet talking, holding hands. Before I drop you, I'd let you know I'm making captains of men. Cause I play dirty, dirty, baby, yeah. It's kind of hard to blow the bell. What I say. Between hello.
That's it, everybody. I want to let you know that Jeannie said she's awful sorry she couldn't have been here today, but everything got kind of messed up, and that's the way life is, and you got to make the best of it. You know what I'm saying? God looks out after us all. And I want to thank Mr. Milton Campbell, a.k.a. Little Milton, for being with us here on Blue Power. Milton, are you there?
I'm here, man.
Man, it was sure a pleasure meeting you, and I've been listening to your music most of my life, and and I am an old man, so you've been around a long time, and you've been making people happy for a long, long time.
Well, I'm grateful to God that he has spared me to be around, and I hope to keep making them happy some, you know.
Well, you certainly are. And Mr. Milton Campbell has been nominated for a Grammy, and I'm going to be watching tomorrow night to see that he gets it. I wish you all the luck in the world, Milton. I'd like to thank Audrey Schwartz once again for bringing him by, and Mr. Greg Preston for producing such a wonderful album. Thank you so much, Malico Records. We love you. Thanks, Mr. Mike Toth. Thanks, David Kimmelman. Thanks, Jeanette. Thanks, Jeannie. And this is John R., and I'm saying bye-bye.